Phil Bunkley here with a briefing here on Salem Radio. We're broadcasting all across Central Florida from our studios in Tampa. Gambling in America. As I said earlier, and those of you who have been tuning into this show for the last 20 years, as well as the fact that many of you know I'm president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and for 30 years, I've been representing the Southern Baptist Convention, Florida Baptist Convention, members, churches here in Florida before the legislature, the cabinet, and the governor in Tallahassee. And we have consistently, and I have consistently, beat the drum on all forms of gambling. And yes, gambling is predatory. And I can tell you through the years, my next guest, Les Bernal, has appeared in Tallahassee. He appears in legislative bodies all across America, also on Capitol Hill. Les is the National Director of Stop Predatory Gambling. And, you know, I agree that it's one of America's most neglected issues, but it ought to be a top issue. And today, and we'll get into this as one of the side topics, and that is the proliferation of sports gambling. I mean, the camel's nose under the tent was, the lotteries. Then here in Florida, we gave exclusive rights to the Seminole Tribe of Florida. And then now they've twisted the law where that was supposed to be, well, we're going to contain gambling just on the reservation sites, which is just 2, 3, 4, whatever. Got one right here in Tampa. Oh, then they gave exclusive rights to sports betting and gambling. And as long as the server is on the property of designated tribal lands, that means you can be in, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, St. Pete. Now, normally you'd have to go to that property to gamble. Oh, no. We got more money to fulfill the lie that they were going to augment education with extra dollars. And you know and I know the lottery, all of that just goes into the budget. Well, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to bring in Les Bernal. First of all, Les, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to this this awful problem in America. And good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, and I've been a long admirer of yours and the work you do. So thanks for the opportunity to talk about this important issue.
Well, Les, you and I both, if we're out talking to folks about what I just said, we'll get laughed at, snickered at, and it's no big deal. But let me ask you this. You've been asked this 1,000 times. Why should my listeners care about gambling? And you talk about what I agree is America's most neglected major problem. You and I know it's very relevant, but, you know, a lot of people don't get it. Take us through, make the case.
Sure. So I'll start with this. There's no single act of state government that causes more financial harm, social harm, and mental health harm to the well-being of the people of Florida and across this country than the institution of predatory gambling. So the gambling industry goes out of its way to create this impression that all forms of gambling are the same, that if we had a Friday night poker game together, or if your studio, if you have an office pool, you know, for a March Madness bracket in your office or something, like as if that's the same thing as offering slot machines or online gambling like that's occurring in Florida and across our country. And nothing could be further from the truth. It was already legal for people in Florida to already place a sports bet with one another before the Florida state government decided to usher in online gambling in partnership with the Seminoles. It was already legal. You and I could already place a friendly wager with each other if we choose to do. So people are already free to do that if they wanted. What was illegal is you couldn't do it in partnership. You couldn't run it as a business, right? You can't do it as a business unless you partner with the state. And so what we call, today we have the institution of predatory gambling across our country, Florida, coast to coast. And to put it in real numbers, over the next 5 years, the American people are on course to lose more than $1 dollars of personal wealth to forms of commercialized gambling sanctioned by state governments. That's $300,000 every minute. And the last point I'll share with you, to put it in context, is we've heard for the last 3 or 4 years about the rising costs of food for the American people, the rising price of eggs, and how all these everyday goods and services that people buy are skyrocketing, and the impact it's having on family budgets. You have a government program, which is what commercialized gambling is, where citizens are losing $300,000 every minute. That's and $1 trillion over the next 5 years. That's a lot of eggs. That's a lot of eggs. So you want to restore America, get America back on track. It starts with taking state governments like Florida's and other states out of the gambling business, because it's been an epic public policy failure by every measure.
Now, based on that and what Les Bernal just said, I'm offering you a challenge wherever you live. And we're broadcasting all over Central Florida, the I-4 corridor, the I-75 corridor. Thousands of you are listening. I challenge you right now on a Friday afternoon. Go into neighborhoods that some of you would never, ever really venture into. We're talking about our lower income neighborhoods, our poor neighborhoods. And I just want you to drive around the local convenience store. And oftentimes it won't be one of the, Circle K's, 7-Elevens. A lot of them are just local convenience stores. And look at all the signs for buying lottery tickets. And then I want you to look at the clientele. I don't want you to go before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Go there about 3 or 4 when all the hardworking tradespeople get off. And you know what? They have been sucked in by the lie, because gambling produces losers. And all of those eggs and the coffee and the toast and all the family things that aren't being purchased because the $300,000 a second minute, whatever that is, I challenge you, in any town you're at, go and look what happens on a Friday afternoon. And while you are traveling around, now I know on some of the major thoroughfares, we have digital huge billboards. And yeah, the Florida Lottery or the Seminoles will put up a thing that flashes up for a few seconds. So yes, there is countywide advertising. But we'll go and look at the smaller billboards in the poorest zip codes. They've got lottery ads all over the place. So what are we doing? We are funding education in Florida on the back of the people who can least afford it. And we're taking food off the family dinner table, lunch table, because these people are not all bad people, but they're dreaming for the big hit. Now, I want to back up, unless I'm sorry, because this is all about you. But you touched on a subject that I like to bring home. And by the way, go right now to stoppredatorygambling.org. Stoppredatorygambling.org. Check out the facts. Les Bernal is my special guest, National Director, Stop Predatory Gambling. Now, I've talked about, the people that are losing it. But tell us a little bit more about the people that are involved, especially when you get into casinos and all of that. And here we have our government that's supposed to protect us is helping us to get ripped off.
Yeah. And so I think you hit on a really important point. Like you mentioned how, the gambling interests in Florida claim that the money that citizens are losing is somehow funding public education in Florida. Like, that's part of the con. So, like, you, the taxpayer, your listeners who rarely gamble, maybe you buy a lottery ticket once a year, rarely go to the Seminole casinos there, the Hard Rock casinos. And, how does this affect you? Who do you think is paying for all of the health care costs when citizens can't pay the health care bills? Who pays the housing subsidies? Who pays for the food stamps? Who pays for the criminal incarceration costs for all these citizens who are left in poverty because these powerful gambling interests have extracted billions and billions of dollars off the backs of the American people? You are. the non-gambler. So you pay even if you don't play. Predatory gambling is the ultimate budget gimmick. So let's just be clear on that. I just want to make sure that clear. But to your last question in regards to, to what these casino guys are like and all this, there is no grassroots movement in Florida or any other state for state lotteries, casinos, and online gambling. Like, this wasn't driven by public demand. Citizens could already gamble privately. This was driven by powerful financial interests, driven by greed, in partnership with a handful of public officials of both political parties who lust for more power. Like, the reason why you have online gambling right now in Florida is because you passed this amazing constitutional amendment about 7 or 8 years ago that called for any expansion of gambling had to go for a statewide vote of the people. Yet, the governor and so on did a special deal with the Seminole tribe to allow them to offer online gambling. Like this is self-inflicted. Like, we've created this problem. And the last thing I want to say to you, to put it this in perspective, I always tell the story. When I was a kid growing up in the 1970s, government used to run ads on television with people like John Wayne, and he'd come out on camera and he'd say, invest in your country, buy U.S. savings bonds. Today, the public voice of government in Florida and across our country, what we hear more than anything else is constant calls to gamble. That's what we advertise to the American people more than anything else. And what we incentivize shapes our national character. My grandmother used to give me a savings bond for Christmas or for my birthday. Yep, now, what's the perfect stocking stuffer? It's scratch-off tickets to your family. Like, think about the change in our culture. Instead of building assets, we're ripping people off as a government program, and you pay even if you don't play.
Let me be clear, folks. For those of you that buy a lottery ticket on your birthday or the birthday of your spouse, family, whatever, or even those of you that buy a single lottery ticket playing the same number each and every day on a Friday afternoon, not affected by Powerball, a gazillion bucks by 10 states, but if everybody did what you did, buying on your birthday or buying one a week, we wouldn't have a lottery in Florida. You know why? We have to have a huge stable of losers. That's right. Losers in the state of Florida are the ones that fund our government programs that receive proceeds from lotteries, seminoles, or whatever. Losers. We are promoting more and more people to put the big L on their forehead. I'm a loser. Now, I know I'm kind of getting a little exercise, but I'm making the point, as what Les said, little friendly, hey, I'm going to, the next whole dollar gets the thing. For purists, yeah, that's gambling. But that's not our topic today. Our topic is how we have been taken advantage of. So I want to now I want to talk a little bit. Well, no, I'm going to talk about that now. Now, Les, the average, I have a senior audience, and they're probably non-gamblers, or maybe they're buying that one lottery ticket a week, or maybe a couple for a birthday here and there. And they'll say to themselves, self, man, I hear you, but I'm not really, it doesn't really affect me. I'm not the problem. And so, I'm not real worried about it. Tell them you already have made the case, but any other aspects you'd like to share with them about why it should be a problem for them.
Sure. So aside from the truth that I said earlier, that they're paying higher taxes for less services today in Florida because of the institution of predatory gambling. So they're paying even if they don't play. But more powerfully, how they're being affected is if they have any loved ones, they have nieces and nephews, grandchildren, children, especially anybody today under the age of 35, particularly young males, teenagers, and so on. The online gambling industry has caused an epidemic of gambling addiction across the United States, including in Florida. So you have young people today, literally, who are addicted to gambling on their phones, on their smartphones, on their computers, on their iPads, the tablets, and all that stuff. Like, anything that has an internet connection today, it now has become a Las Vegas-style casino. Because while we're talking about sports gambling, you know, and that gets a lot of headlines because most people see a little bit of sports at some point, these companies like DraftKings, FanDuel, and others, they're not, yes, they make money on sports gambling, but what they really are internet casino companies. So what that's what they're really lobbying for. They use the sports gambling to get young people to sign up on these apps, like these phone apps where they sign up and they participate on sports gambling. But then they try to get, then these companies, in partnership with state officials of both parties, try to get internet casino gambling legalized. And that's where the real profits are and the real incredible financial harm and addiction harm that's metastasizing like a cancer across the country is happening. So you, if you have loved ones who are, you know, young people, anyone under the age of 40, like this is affecting their lives in very profound ways. Like almost as I said earlier, there's no single act of state government that's inflicting more financial harm on the well-being and mental health well-being of the American people today than this.
And I got to tell you, and you've heard this over and over, it just burns me when I see FanDuel or somebody that's sponsored by the National Football League or Major League Baseball or hockey. And I'm not saying, let me just say it as a disclosure, I'm using this as an example. I'm not saying it is or it isn't because I haven't done the research on that. But let me tell you what I do know, that especially young men in college, well, out of college too, but these guys on college and now women. I mean, back in the day, Les, when I went to the University of South Florida back in, let's say, 73 or 4, I heard of some guys that were pretty stupid. Then they would have to drive over to St. Petersburg if the dog track was operating because they thought they could, subsidize the money they've got from mom and dad by playing the ponies. Or you had High Line, and then half the time High Line was shut down for the season in Tampa. They drive all the way up to Ocala, Florida, trying to subsidize it. And now, as you said, they just pop on their phone. And to lure people in, hey, we'll give you $200, $300. But if you ever read the fine print, to ever get that $200 or $300, look how restricted it is. And the bottom line is we have been overtaken with a great lie, a great lie. And by the way, again, I'm speaking with Les Bernal, worked with him on several occasions here in the state of Florida. He's been very helpful to get the truth that we're getting the truth out today. He's a national director of Stop Predatory Gambling. And right now you can go to their website, stoppredatorygambling.org, stoppredatorygambling.org. We got 2 minutes left, so Les, I want to step aside. How can the average person listening now get involved if they're concerned about the spread of this predatory gambling, not only in our community and state, but on our college campuses? Give us about a minute and a half of what they can do.
Sure. And very quick, before I even answer that, I just want to make one last point to put this in an international context. Militarily, China, you know, has been our big target, right, in terms of all the trade imbalances and their military threat to us as well in the future. You think the government of China is encouraging their own citizens to gamble? I mean, think about that. We're destroying ourselves as a government. We're letting our government destroy our own citizens here. And our number one opponent in the world today, they sure as heck are not allowing their people to gamble. So no. Just to be clear on that. But in terms of what people can do, a couple
60
quick
seconds,
one
60 seconds.
Yeah, you can become an ambassador to stop predatory gambling in your community or at your church by signing up on our website at stoppredatorygambling.org. You can help to support our mission financially by making a gift to support our work. Like, we're all over the country. We're very active in Florida. We have to attract more resources so we can compete on this. And then lastly, you can talk to your state legislators to tell them that you want to end the institution
Amen.
Of predatory gambling.
All right. Go right now to stoppredatorygambling.org. Stoppredatorygambling.org. That's stoppredatorygambling.org. Make that a preference on your home or office PC. Get involved. Get on that mailing list. And keep Les Bernal in your prayers, National Director of Stop Predatory Gambling. Les, thanks for being with us.
It was a privilege. Thanks.